Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
No one left. Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of crime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to Talk the Prospect. I'm Gale Saunders here with Chris Malley. We are talking a prospect who has been getting amazing amounts of buzz on the timeline. Funny, that being his weight being an issue. Are people trying to weight shame the former Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver? We haven't seen a guy win a Heisman from a wide receiver since Desmond Howard, a guy who I used to love back in the day. But believe me, Devonta Smith is one of those wide receivers. Got an all-around talent skill set, man. All-around talent, man. Like, you're talking about silky smooth, R&B, top down. This guy's game is super smooth. From a route running perspective, he can do it all. He's a technician. If you try to jam him at the line, he's got the deer-like quickness. At the end of the day, he's going to be your quarterback's best friend, finding the small spots of the zone and being there and being reliable. And again, a player who played with a Jalen Hurts knows his game. But overall, Chris, I mean, how are you feeling about Devonta Smith?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Devonta Smith. We actually worked on a video a little while ago, but that was prior to the Eagles trading out of the sixth spot. His stock's been all over the place. I mean, Gail and I were working with the Senior Bowl, and we were hearing rave reviews about Devonta Smith, possibly even going as high as 3 to Miami. And that's why Miami even wanted Devonta Smith to participate at the Senior Bowl, because he was dealing with a finger injury after the national championship, and they were blown away by how impressive he was physically and mentally. Brian Flores had glowing reviews about Devonta Smith. And overall, as a prospect, I mean, he's the first wide receiver in 29 years to win the Heisman. And it's back-to-back years of insane production. I mean, this year he had 117 receptions, 1,856 yards, 23 touchdowns, and nearly 16 yards per reception. And this is without Jalen Waddle for most of the year. And not that obviously Alabama has a stacked team, but everyone knew Devonta Smith was the primary target and was getting the ball most of the time. He was bracketed. He was doubled. Everyone was scheming against him. He still was getting open. He still was scoring. And I mean, just look at the national championship, like 10 for 203 at halftime. The kid's really special.
And you talk about special, you know, a video that kind of like sums up his mindset. You're talking about a guy who is only one of 5 players at Alabama to earn 2-time captain at Alabama. And you're playing with Saban, man, a 2-time captain. That's impressive. But this video kind of sums up his mentality. You know, there's the Mamba mentality. There's the Devonta mentality.
100 catches. Every day after practice, I never miss a day.
come down to it's my job coming out here catching passes, getting open. So that's why I work so hard. At the end of the day, I have a job, and that's what it all comes down to. Try to put my cement my name in it to be the best receiver to ever come through in the University of Alabama. Putting in the work of things that you're going to do in the game, from releases to the routes that you run to catching passes. That's what goes into being the best.
I mean, he's I call him the Slim Reaper. A lot of people have talked about his skill set, him being slim, but at the end of the day, man, he's a ninja, and he's gonna kill your defense and put in the work. And overall, it's like you talk about this Eagles wide receiver group. Do they have an all around playmaker with his route running ability? I don't believe so. I think he's a guy who's a technician. I think he's a guy, when you look for an identity of a wide receiver group or any group, that kind of mindset, put in the work, lunch pail, come in, it makes everyone around him better. You know, obviously, you know, we have Rager in the building. We have, you know, Travis Fulgham. You know, we have Steady Yeti in the slot, Greg Ward. But this guy, he's a nuanced route runner, and you can't be mad. I see so much hate on the timeline for this guy. And I saw a post by Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl, and he's saying that, like, he talked about an issue where he remembers, I think it was a KC, when they're talking about Russell Wilson and saying, like, if the only issue you have with Russell Wilson is his height, then what else do you have? You could say now in that tweet from Jim Nagy saying that's the same conversation that every team in the league right now is having about Devonta Smith. What else don't you like about him besides his weight?
Yeah, the thing with Devonta Smith is it's 2 years of massive production for the best team in the nation against the best teams in the nation and the SEC. And the one thing that is really mind-boggling is that people are like, oh, I don't know about Devonta Smith. How's it going to translate to the next level? And then you saw him absolutely destroy Derek Stingley, who's arguably the best cornerback in the entire country, destroyed him against LSU. Sad for me because I'm an LSU fan, but it was one of those things where I'm like, Stingley would be on him. And I think a lot of the people saw the highlight one-handed catch that Smith had on him. The thing with Devonta Smith is everyone talks about, like, his size, this and that. It's like, this dude is just like a freak of nature. One weird like sport to sport comparison someone said like he's almost like Kevin Durant. Like, he's a real like unassuming skinny guy. Like, you look at a guy like, I'm trying to think, like Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's like the same height, but he's like way bigger and like more built out than Kevin Durant. And that's why people called Kevin Durant Slim Reaper. Like, that's how Devonta Smith plays. He plays way taller than he is. And the thing about him, he's easily the highest IQ wide receiver in this draft. And last draft, he was the highest IQ receiver. Him, Jamar Chase, and Justin Jefferson, they work out together. All three of those guys are Louisiana boys, born and bred. And it just shows in their game. Like, those guys from Louisiana, they just – come with a completely different mentality, and they're super competitive against each other. Like, the thing with Devonta Smith that you just have to love is he's a plug and play day one starter, especially for the Eagles. And it's not knocking anyone that we have, but it's just like, listen, when you only have a 4-win season, anyone's job is on the line, let alone, like, yeah, I like Greg Ward. He's been solid, but if you can improve and add something on top of Greg Ward, like Devonta Smith, absolutely do it. And the big thing is people think, oh, you like a top 12 pick, he has to be an X receiver. It's not necessary. I mean, I think Devonta Smith is best suited in the slot and a guy that can move all over the place. One thing that you saw him do against Ohio State is he would come into motion into the backfield. He would fake out the coverage safety, then go back out. No one's competing with that because he's way faster than any safety. Corners aren't tall enough to cover him. I mean, he's just like a freak of nature.
Man, he's got the long arms. And again, a thing that you like about his game where he's, you know, they talk about even Coach Nick Sirianni talked about catching in traffic. His film is littered with catching, you know, the ball in traffic, you know, guys all over him. We saw one of our guys that we're high on, J.C. Horn. You know, I do have Devonta Smith a little bit higher than J.C. Horn. If we're going to go wide receiver, you know, he's a guy that I would love. And that the fact that you're going to have two guys to choose from if they fall in place, I would not be mad at that situation. You know, Marks Walker in the chat had mentioned Smith is good, but if Waddle stayed healthy, would Smith receive the same recognition? And you can say that and you can put that out there, but the fact of the matter and the reality of it is Smith did what he had to do. Waddle was having a tremendous season before he got hurt. And the facts are he got hurt. When everybody knew that Devonta Smith was getting the ball and he still dominated and also won the Heisman, those are also facts. This is just a theory, which I still have the same theory. If Waddle remained healthy, would that messed up his numbers? Probably so. But the thing about Waddle is you have yet to see Waddle become wide receiver one. Like, he could obviously wide receiver one A in our hearts, whatever. But until he shows that, you have to, you know, the facts are the facts. So obviously we're high on Waddle as well. I think both are stellar players.
Yeah, cool stats right here. Devonta Smith had the second most explosive plays since 2019, 44 total, and that's second to Chase. He's the only receiver to have 50 plus yards against J.C. Horn in last year, and that was 60. That was like one thing that Gail and I were talking on the timeline. We saw that some people were trashing J.C. Horn, saying that he wasn't a first-round pick and that he got put in a blender by Devonta Smith. It was three catches, and then two of them are on slants. It was weird seeing how many people were just like trashing J.C. Horn, but it just shows you how good Devonta Smith is. Like, he's the lone guy that got the best out of J.C. Horn last year. And then another one was he was the yards after catch leader in all of football last year. He had 693 yards after the catch in 2020. I mean, another cool stat that I want to hit on, people talk about the size with Devonta Smith. I mean, he's kind of just a unicorn. I mean, a lot of things that people talk about is like, oh, like people that small like aren't successful. It's like, yeah, but like who's the last receiver to win a Heisman, let alone someone his size? I mean, it's not like he's like really short. He's almost 6'1", and comparison to him, Isaac Bruce coming out, he was 6'6", 170. Chad Johnson was 6'1", 175. Tyler Lockett was 5'10", 180, and Marvin Harrison was 6'1", 180. And the thing with Devonta Smith is his IQ is crazy. He knows how to avoid contact. Most people can't keep up with his routes. And he just understands the game very well, and he understands his body. He doesn't take a lot of hits. The one hit he did take was against Ohio State, and that was the first time he really had any type of injury. And that was after torching them for 200 yards and three touchdowns in the first half.
I mean, the thing is, like, once you were that size, like, I could speak from a wide receiver standpoint because I was small like that. 145 coming out of high school, I was a small wide receiver. So you learn how to play small. But again, like I gained like 50 pounds between my freshman and senior year. I'm looking at Devonta, and he's still pretty light for the wide receiver position, but he's still, you know, out there trying to block. He's still eating up cushions and making these defensive backs think twice. I think it's the nuanced route running is where he wins. I think he has this. I like. They also said, like, you talked earlier about the football IQ. A lot of teams are like, yo, he comes off on the sidelines, and he knows what they're running. Like, he can diagnose what they're running, pre-snap, or he reiterates back to the coaches, like, this is what we're seeing. That's another level. That's the difference of someone who gets drafted on day three, who has all this talent in the world, but the football IQ doesn't match the talent. You're getting a guy who the football IQ and the talent is there, and therefore you get a wide receiver who dominates and wins a Heisman. So
Yeah, this comment right here from AK Eagle 88. Speed does not always mean you'll get separation. There's a lot more than speed that goes into getting separation. This is something that Gale and I 100% know, and something that we study. The thing with Devonta Smith is he doesn't have blazing speed, and that's why the amount of separation he gets is so impressive. I mean, Devonta Smith, he, like I was saying, he is so smart. He understands every coverage. He looks at everyone's feet. He looks at everyone's shoulders, and he just puts, he's the one who puts people in a blender against every matchup almost. I mean, Devonta Smith is a guy that it doesn't matter if you're on top of him, he'll outjump you, or he'll just use his long arms and his range. And the big thing is his catching ability is almost unmatched. I mean, he's a guy like Justin Jefferson. He's a lanky guy, not a lot of weight to him. But his routes are incredible, and he's a guy that knows how to use his body, box people out, and we're going to go over the film, and like you'll see how much separation he gets against these guys. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, talking, go back to his size, you know, trying to like figure out which guy he reminds, you know, Deshaun Jackson was like, I believe 167 coming out of Cal. Another guy who I was super high on, another guy people were telling me, no man, he's too light. He's not gonna do anything, blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, he's a player. I see it. There's things that he does on tape that no one does. We ended up drafting him, and I was like so excited about that pick. But looking at his frame, you can even look at like a Todd Pinkston, who was like also super skinny. But he was kind of Todd Stinkston. This guy, Devonta Smith, is definitely a playmaker. And then, you know, on Talk to Prospect, what we do here is we kind of want to look at some clips that kind of paint a picture of what we think Devonta Smith's game is, where he wins, and we're super excited about his skill set. And I'm just really, like we've seen him dominate in a natty. He caught a touchdown as a freshman to win a national title. We saw him compete with guys like Jerry Jeudy, Ruggs, Waddle, and Minshew, and still be productive. Second team all SEC. Then come back, win a Heisman and a natty again, being very productive in that first half of natty. Broke a record there. Has the SEC leader in touchdowns, SEC leader in yards, also SEC leader in touchdowns, four touchdowns or more in games. So, I mean, again, all at 166. So going from your clips, why don't you bring up some of your clips that you want to paint a picture about Devonta Smith's game?
Yeah, so this clip right here, it just shows you how much of a technician he is. This is like the complete picture. It shows you his awareness to not take big hits, his awareness to know where everyone is on the field, and setting up the cornerbacks right here. I mean, this play right here is just art. So we have Devonta Smith on the outside here and against Texas A&M, and just watch him work.
Shout out to NFL and Nate Burleson for these breakdowns, man. But these, mm-hmm. these videos are amazing.
Like, the separation right there is ridiculous. Eyes right back to the middle of the field, and then this is when he gets busy. Three defenders around him, completely gets the in cut right here, and then here's the big thing. He sees the lineman coming in, and he goes, all right, there's about a 300-pound guy coming, gets back outside, nearly by a sure-thing tackle. He gets caught, but almost an absolute monster play right here, but I mean, this kid's really special. Next play right here, it's another comeback route from Smith. This is against Campbell on Georgia. And this play is really impressive. This just shows you his toughness because people talk about his size. The reason why I like Devonta Smith is – he will never let your quarterback throw an interception without him completely selling out to break up the play. But he always goes after the ball, and he'll at least knock it down at worst. But he catches the ball. I mean, if he doesn't come back for the ball, that's an interception. Not only does he break it up, he makes the catch right here. Huge play right there. I mean, he's a quarterback's best friend. This play right here is really impressive. this is him against Stokes, against Georgia again in the red zone. Even though people talk about his frame, you can just see how much of a weapon he is in the red zone, because it's almost impossible to cover him. Even if you're on top of him, and this is a guy with crazy speed in Stokes, climbs the ladder above him, frames it up, catches, touchdown. I mean, the thing with Devonta Smith is he can play anywhere on the field. He's going to outjump you. He might even outrun you. And all he does is get open. Here's another clip right here. This is against LSU. This is just him being the smartest player in the field, understanding the coverage. And he shows off the speed right here. So right now he's about even with Stingley, who's a little late to get his hips open. And he flashes him outside a little bit, and then he's just gone. I mean, Devonta Smith is just such a savvy route runner. But the big thing with him is he's a finisher. Everything he does, it just looks good. He never looks sloppy. Everything looks right. And here's my last clip right here. So right here, this is where I talk about the IQ. Him and Mac Jones, they had they had a crazy relationship, the way they communicated. He calls out the corner blitz right here, says this safety is not going to be able to get on top of me. Six right here. And then here's another play coming off of this. They already sold the deep route, and the corner scared about the speed. And he goes, all right, I'm coming back right here. Mm-hmm. Like, in this, the separation he gets, the way he attacks the ball and comes back, and like the corner right here is like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you can't cover him. Like, I've seen him doubled, I've seen him bracketed, I've seen press, I've seen zone. He just gets open, he understands where to be. And if you get a quarterback that can get the ball wherever, whenever, I mean, the sky's the limit for Devonta Smith. And he is a great blocker. That's one thing. He's all over the field. Like, Najee Harris would run right into his back sometimes, but he would just finish the block all the way through. And that's impressive for a guy that people make fun of his size.
And, I believe he was a three-sport star in high school, you know, playing track, football, and basketball. You look at his ability to get up, make these catches. Believe me, the kid can play basketball. Look at the skills here, man. Devonta Smith getting up there, show him some spice there. Look at that. I mean, people don't realize the kid can play ball as well. This is one of his last plays. It's a nice dunk here, right here. And that's you see the dude glide. You know what I'm saying? You see this kind of skill set in there. He can get up, make those catches, man. But like here against Stingley, who's, you know, some say that he's one of the better corners to come out in the next year or so. He has his way, man. You look at this, his ability to once you see the close up here, just the little nuances, whether it's the head fakes, the way he's setting up the route, he really does have him pretty confused on this play here. Right here is nice head turn, and then stack up, and then get the one-handed grab, man. He makes that look so easy, man. Like, well, I'm really just in terms of just, you know, I played receiver, and just watching like this guy and how he does it, that's how like you're envious of like how easy he makes it look. His game is so well rounded that you're geeked to see another wide receiver do stuff like that on this play. Again, there's a couple plays here. This is against J.C. Horn. You know, he's playing a press man, but it's mirror match press. Here he's just beating him up on these slants. Here's the big play where he got 60 yards total on Horn. That's the most that was had on Horn the whole season. There, the safety misses, and he's off to the house and running. So that's where I forget his name from PFF was saying he was put in a blender, J.C. Horn. But yeah, that was the big play that he gave up right there. This play, I you had the same exact play, but just going back to it, man, like the way that he stops on a dime, you know, he makes the catch, secures the catch, and the wiggle, man. The wiggle is sick with it. I mean, that's, you know, when you're in space, he's not nervous, man. He's twitchy. He's getting open. You love to see that. This play over here, there's two plays, but the first one against another Kelvin Joseph, who's could be a day two corner, some like his game. Here he is just making it look nice and easy, and just easy money over the shoulder catch, making it look easy. Here on the second play, a QB's best friend throttling down, finding the soft spots of the zone, staying active, looking back to the quarterback, and becoming the quarterback's best friend. He's a guy that you know he's going to get open. You know that he's going to be looking for the football and make plays. Because at the end of the day, it's really about making plays and being a consistent player, especially at the catch point for Devonta Smith. I mean, overall, your last words on Devonta.
Yeah, the thing with Devonta Smith and the reason why we love him, I mean, you see 2 years of massive production against the best competition in the world. And the fact that he's sharing snaps with Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, and it's a balanced attack with the run game. And the thing with him is he is a tireless worker. Like, even though he has the Galdi stats, he knows that he still has doubters. And he's a guy that's the first in, the last out. He's really unassuming. He's a quiet kid, but he has that confidence. Like, you hear guys, you hear the term when people say, like, all bark, no bite. I mean, he's all bite. I mean, he's a guy that put up prolific SEC record numbers. He's the Heisman winner, and all he does is get open. There's guys that you worry about, like, can he get through press? Can he beat zone? Like, he can do it all, and he will beat you every way. He'll beat you with size. He'll beat you with speed. His route running's the best, and the smart thing is he's smarter than some five-year vets in the NFL. I showed you the play of Mac Jones where he's talking to him before the play. They know what the defense is running before the play even starts, and they're like, all right, we're already going to score on this play, and then the next time we do this, I'm just going to come back and still get another 30 yards. And the thing is, he's a quarterback's best friend. All you hear is like, oh, these tight ends. We love them, but we have some tight ends already. If you have a guy like this running from the slot, motioning in, motioning out, he's even a pretty savvy returner as well, you're getting a ton of value. I mean, he's a day one starter. He would start on almost, I would say, any team in the NFL. And he's a guy that he's a culture fit for any team. He's going to fit any kind of scheme. You can use him in the red zone. You can use him in the return game. You want to use him on first down, on fourth and 15. If you need someone to make a play, he's going to step up and make it. I mean, he's as easy as a prospect to go over. The only thing people knock him on is size, but people love Jalen Waddle. So do we, but he's not that much bigger than him. He's shorter than him. He's about around the same speed, and he's coming off a brutal ankle injury. So either guy I'm cool with. All I got to say is don't overthink it like people did with Justin Jefferson last year. I mean, Gail and I spent months convincing people that Justin Jefferson was all about the business, and people were saying, don't take him. He's going to be like Jordan Matthews, and look what happened. I mean, we love Devonta Smith here. He's a great prospect and a really good kid.
Yeah, you know, last word, just, you know, you say don't overthink it. I think, again, let the players fall to you on the board. I think if you're going to go cornerback, if you're going to go wide receiver, if you're even going to go Rashawn Slater, those guys all do make sense. You know, whether it be if Surtain falls again, those are four quality players to be had. And again, they all play in the SEC. So, I mean, again, I just feel like his game is silky smooth. I think, you know, overall, he's a competitor. He shows up consistently. When everybody and their mother knew he was getting the ball, he still won, beating those brackets. Again, like, he was the quarterback's best friend, I think, in terms of the Eagles and infusing this group with a perfect player that could work with the identity of a young core group, a guy who comes from Bama, They're a little bit built different. They become pro ready a little bit. I feel like overall he's just got the skill set that you like. He's got the mentality you like. 2-time captain, production. He just doesn't have the 5 pounds that you might make you feel excited if he was like 170. But to me that's not an issue. If it was showed up on tape consistently, then I would be super concerned. But overall, you know, he's a guy in my book that if he gets drafted in his Eagle, I'm going to be a happy camper. But for me and Chris, this is another Talk the Prospect. Hopefully you have some prospects that you want us to hit on. Let us know in the comments. Yes, sir. DJ MC5 says Slim Reaper. The Slim Reaper is in the building. For me and Chris, it's always Fly Eagles Fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.